More restrictions have been ordered in Massachusetts to try to stem the spread of the coronavirus. Effective at noon Tuesday, all businesses and organizations that do not provide essential services must close until April 7th under a new emergency order issued by Governor Charlie Baker.
Acting now to prevent more person-to-person interaction and spreading the virus will buy us more time, so our healthcare system can better prepare for a challenge unlike any they've seen before.
The Republican governor said while closing their buildings to the public, businesses are encouraged to continue operations remotely. He said people should remain at home as much as possible.
We are not prohibiting travel. Our transportation system, our roads, bridges, tunnels are open, and our buses, trains, and subways will continue to run. We will continue to ensure that these assets are properly maintained. This is essential for trucks to continue to supply our grocery stores and for medical personnel to get to where they need to go.
Grocery stores, pharmacies, banks, gas stations, and package stores are among the businesses that can stay open. Restaurants can serve food, but not for dining in.
We will always allow all grocery stores, pharmacies, and other types of businesses that provide essential goods and services to Massachusetts residents to continue to operate. And we will not stop anyone from accessing these essential businesses.
Speaking minutes after Baker issued the new directive Monday, Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno said officials in the state's third largest city were prepared to see that the new rules are followed.
I know it is very difficult right now not to be around loved ones that you can't see, not to worship whether in a church, a mosque, or a synagogue. Not to be out and about. But we're all doing this for the common good of each and every one of us.
Many small businesses that had continued to operate during the public health emergency will now have to temporarily shut down, including barbershops, hairdressers, tattoo studios, and recreational but not medical marijuana dispensaries. Echoing comments from Baker, the City of Springfield's Health and Human Services Commissioner, Helen Calton Harris, implored people, especially young people, to take seriously the risk posed by the virus and to practice social distancing.
I appeal to young individuals to understand that although you may get better, you can carry this virus and impact those individuals in your household who may be older and who may be more likely to experience mortality. That means die from the infection.
Calton Harris said the city's Medical Reserve Corps unit of volunteers is being activated to do contact tracing of people with confirmed cases of the virus to attempt to learn where they caught it from or spread it to. The city of Springfield's public parks will remain open for passive recreation. The parks director, Pat Sullivan, said all basketball hoops are being removed and pickup games won't be allowed.
And thanks to Commissioner Claprud and the Sheriff Nick Cochi and the mayor, we are starting patrols as of last week, so these rules and regulations will be strictly enforced.
Baker's latest directive includes a ban on gatherings of more than 10 people. Springfield Police Commissioner Cheryl Claprud said police have been keeping an eye out for large numbers of cars parked in front of a house, a sign of a possible house party, and have been asking people to respect the limits on social gatherings.
So far, through the advisements, people are cooperating, so that's great.
The coronavirus so far has not hit the Springfield Police Department, but Claprud said three officers were in isolation after returning home from trips and are waiting to be tested. Two recruits at the police academy became ill, with tests showing one had a strain of influenza. Test results on the other trainee are pending. Free school breakfast and lunch meals will continue to be distributed at 15 sites in Springfield. School Superintendent Dan Warwick said participation has been steadily increasing. There were 1,800 meals given out last Friday. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.